Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. The Texans returned to practice on Monday, November 16th, outside at the Methodist Training Center, and in the morning they got things done for the first time since practicing last Wednesday. Afterwards, right tackle Eric Winston spoke about the challenge that awaits his ball club and the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football.
How much different are the Titans now from when the first one played?
I don't know. I haven't watched them. I'm sure they're not different in the sense that they're not doing anything schematically different. I'm sure you're going to see the same kind of Titans team, same kind of defense, very aggressive, get after quarterback, play, fit well against the run, do those things. You know, I never thought they were that far off to begin with, and that was the thing. I thought they were playing hard. I thought they were getting after it. I thought they got some, you know, bad breaks. They caught some injuries and some unneeded times when they were playing some good passing teams, and it just worked that way. Obviously, they found their formula for winning, and you know, we got to go out there and play a little better than them.
Is that formula Vince?
I don't know. You have to ask them. I'm sure he's bringing a lot to the table right now for him. I like Vince. Vince has always been a good guy. We took recruiting visits together, so I've known him for a long time. And you know, I wish him nothing but the best. You know, he's went through some tough times, but sometimes that makes a great player. You go through some tough times and you come out on the other side, and I'm sure it's helped him in the long run.
You get fired up about playing on these primetime games?
Oh, sure. Everyone wants to play Monday night. Everyone wants to play Sunday nights. You know, everyone's watching. It's going to be a good test for us. It's going to be a, you know, a case where we got to go out there and we're going to have to play pretty well to obviously beat this team, because they're as hot as it gets right now, and they're playing pretty well.
Wide receiver Andre Johnson back in practice with the rest of his teammates on Monday morning. He, too, answered questions in the locker room after.
Against other receivers, and you still get to have big games.
Well, I mean, you know, when certain things happen on the field, just, you know, you just get certain reactions to them. So, I mean, those are just some of the things that happen, you know, throughout the game.
Do you like playing against him?
It really doesn't matter. I like playing against, you know, anybody. I mean, it doesn't. It really doesn't matter who I'm playing against.
Does he bother you ever?
No, he don't bother.
You like playing on the big stage then?
I mean, Monday Night Football is, you know, it's big, is very big. I mean, everybody's watching. I mean, who really doesn't watch Monday Night Football? And then, you know, I think this is a real big game. You know, them winning three games in a row. And then, you know, us coming off a loss against India, I think this game will be real big for us.
Chris Johnson saying they're going to win the rest of their games. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, that's his prediction. You know, so far he's been right. You know, they've been winning. And, you know, hopefully we can change that on Monday.
What's been the big key to you having the big games against them the last 2 years?
I think that, you know, just us being able to run the ball and, you know, it opens up our play pass. And, you know, when we're able to do that, we're able to have some big game, big passes against
him. Rookie tight end James Casey had his knee scoped 2 Mondays ago. He was back out of practice and talked a bit how he felt.
He felt out there at practice today.
I felt really good. I felt, you know, probably a lot better than I was expecting to feel. It's 2 weeks today since I had the knee scope, and I was out there pretty much full go. I felt really good. You know, I'm not where I want to be, but I feel like I'll definitely be where I want to be by Monday night.
So there's no doubt in your mind that you'll play on Monday?
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind I'll play. It's going to take something very severe to keep me from playing Monday, and the way I felt out there today, I feel like I'll be fine for sure.
Your rehab last week, how intense was it? How many hours a day or how much time did you spend, you think?
I don't know the exact hours, but I was in here, I'd say at least like 3 or 4 hours a day doing stuff, and pretty much everything you can imagine in that training room, like doing lunges. And, you know, it started off kind of slow because I still was just right out of surgery. But once I started where I can do stuff, you know, I was walking like the day of the surgery and the day after, I was walking really well. So with this surgery, you can be really aggressive with it. So I was doing lunges and step ups and just anything you can imagine. And then the trainers were really good staying with me. You know, it was there by week 2, but I was in there every day just because, you know, I had to get ready to go for this week.
Was it easy to work that hard when you know you have the goal of, you know, you don't want to miss the Monday Night Football, I would assume?
Yeah, it makes it a lot. I mean, I'm going to work hard either way, but it does make it a lot easier. The biggest thing that made it, I was really motivated because I missed that Indianapolis game and not being out on the field with those guys and not being able to contribute and help out. So I was, you know, I'm really motivated to get back fast and get back on the field with those guys, because for an athlete, you know, being hurt and being injured is the worst thing that can happen, because you can't contribute. You feel kind of helpless. So it felt really good today to get out there and actually practice and know that I'm doing something and contributing.
This will be your first game since Owen's been hurt to be playing tight end. Are you excited about what you can bring to the offense?
I'm really excited. Of course, it's all up to the coaching staff, Coach Shanahan and Coach Kubiak, about what my role will be, but I'm going to just go with whatever they give me, and if I do get some opportunities, just to really try to take advantage of it and help the team any way I can. And it's Monday night on the biggest stage of football, and it's also, of course, a really big game for us. So I'm really excited about it, and hopefully I do get some chances, and hopefully I can. It's a big stage, and it's a chance for me to maybe try to make a name for myself.
What do you hope to bring? Is there something particular that you think you can bring to the offense?
I mean, again, I'm just, I really have no say in what the offense does or anything, but I hope to bring, obviously I did a lot of receiving in college, so I hope to bring, being able to catch the ball on right after the catch, especially since my knee hopefully will be a lot better. And also, the blocking stuff too. I've been doing a lot of blocking when I was healthy before. So I think just overall everything, just trying to be an all-around good tight end, and whenever they give me chances, just try to show them what I can do and show the Texans and show everyone else that I can contribute and hopefully, be a good NFL player.
We thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast and want you to keep it here at HoustonTexans.com for everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston.